The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Called caligos, flying lemurs aren't even really lemurs, but they are excellent gliders. A membrane of skin transforms its body into a flat parachute and allows caligos to soar over long distances of up to 450 feet from treetop to treetop. These mammals are the closest living relatives to primates, having diverged from that group about 86 million years ago during the late Cretaceous. Before now, scientists recognized just two caligo species, the Sunda caligo and the Philippine caligo. The Sunda caligo lives only in Indochina and Sundaland, an area of Asia that includes the Malay Peninsula, Borneo, Sumatra, and Java. Researchers analyzed genetic material from Sunda caligos living on the Malay Peninsula, Borneo, and Java. The genetic differences were great enough to suggest the caligos living on each island had evolved into distinct species. The split between the species could have occurred as far back as 4 to 5 million years ago. During this time, rising sea level may have prevented travel between the mainland and the islands, at least for the caligos. Even if sea levels had dropped to expose land connections, the forested region had likely changed to open marshy land.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.